I want to begin this morning by thanking Jessica for being my interrupter.
今天早上感谢牧师为我们证道。
And I guess I should give you a warning. The warning is this, that Google has just come out with a new program to translate.
Oh.
Can you translate that?
谷歌有一个新的软体可以直接翻译。
They have earbuds that will translate what I say and Jessica will understand in Chinese.
Wow. 所以谷歌直接系统有一个同声翻译。
So you may be out of a job in the future.
Okay.
But not this morning.
所以今天早上他还是需要我的。
And how many would agree with me that no matter how good the program is, a person is always better?
Yeah. 不管机器多好，人还是更好的。人工。
Well, this is Thanksgiving Sunday.
这是感恩节的星期天。
And we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
我们是不是有很多可以感恩的？
I took my father to his seniors coffee hour this week. It was his 96th birthday.
这周是我爸爸96岁生日，所以我带他去那个年长者的咖啡时光。
Part of the program involved asking the people who were there what they were thankful for.
然后这个活动就是要每一个人说说看你有什么要感恩的。
And one man responded, I'm thankful that I have so many things to be thankful for.
有一个人他就回答说我非常的感恩是我有这么多这么多东西可以感恩。
So I want to do the same thing this morning. We don't have much time, but I want to give you the opportunity to share what you're thankful for.
所以今天早上也给大家一点时间去思考然后去分享你有什么要感恩的事情。
If you answer in English, we'll translate it into Chinese.
如果你说英文我们翻成中文。
If you answer in Chinese, we'll translate it into Mandarin.
如果你回答中文，我们
No. English, sorry.
我们翻成英文。
Whatever translating is being done, it'll be Jessica that does it.
不管翻译什么事情，是 Dan 牧师要翻译。
So what are you thankful for this morning?
所以你们今天早上有什么要感恩的？
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
What are you thankful to God for this morning? Jessica, yes.
有人说我的孩子。我的健康。
Did you say salvation? Salvation.
救恩,我的救恩。Join fellowship. Join worship. 耶稣。神的爱 My parents、美丽的阳光 God's creation. 上帝的创造 他的恩典 God loves Canada、
You see, we could go on and on this morning and I wouldn't even have to preach.
你看，我们可以继续说，然后牧师就不用讲道了。
Yes, we have so many things to be thankful for.
我们有这么多事情可以感恩的。
My wife has a fondness for decorating.
我的老婆很喜欢布置。
And she has some blocks that she uses to decorate for Thanksgiving.
所以她感恩节就是喜欢布置家里，然后她有一些那种小木条来布置家里。
Now, they don't look like these blocks.
不是这么小的木条。
They look much nicer than these blocks.
比那个更好看，更大。
But you probably know that we have 14-year-old twins in our household.
那你们应该知道我们有一个双胞胎，14岁一对双胞胎。
And we have a couple of older boys, a little older than that.
然后我们还有更大一点的男孩子。
And my wife's Thanksgiving blocks read, Give Thanks.
然后我太太她的那个感恩节的那个布置的那个木条上面就写感恩。
But every once in a while you come down in the morning and they read something different.
但是你每天早上下来有时候会，怎么那个布置又换了。
There are a lot of things you can spell out with the blocks, Give Thanks.
很多事情我们都可以感恩。
But most of those words are kind of empty and meaningless, funny, but empty and meaningless.
但很多时候那些布置的那些字就是好像很虚空的在那边。
We need to be really careful that our words don't become empty and meaningless.
所以我们要注意的是我们自己的话语不要变成那个虚妄虚空的话语，要是实际的。
So we need to be careful that our response, thank you Lord, doesn't become empty. And meaningless.
所以我们要注意的是，当我们说感谢神的时候，不要变成一个很虚空的话，而要做成一个有意义的、真实的一个话。
Our words can have serious consequences.
我们的字可以有很严重的后果。
There was a blacksmith in a very small village.
在一个小村庄里有一个铁匠。
And I asked myself the question, did they have blacksmiths in China?
我就想说，在中国有没有铁匠？
And I think they did because the earliest record of metal work in China goes back to 3000 BC.
我想是有的，因为最早的那个记录是在西元前3000年就有铁匠。
Well, the blacksmith in this small town had an apprentice, a helper.
这个铁匠他有一个徒弟。
The apprentice was called a striker because he held the hammer.
这个徒弟的小名叫做击打者，因为他是帮忙那个铁匠去打东西的。
And the apprentice learned from the blacksmith, so he needed to listen carefully to every word the blacksmith said.
然后，因为他跟他那个铁匠师傅学，所以他铁匠说的每一句话，这个击打者都非常仔细的去听。
Now, one day, the blacksmith had heated a piece of iron red hot in the fire, and then laid it on the anvil.
有一天，他把一个那个铁块，然后在那个火上烤得很热很热，都已经火红了，然后就放在那个毡上。
And he said to his apprentice, "You get ready now, and when I nod my head, you hit it real good and hard with the hammer."
然后他就跟他的徒弟说：“你现在注意了，当你看到我点头的时候，你就拿那个铁锤很用力的打他。”
The apprentice did just that.
所以那个徒弟就这样子照做了。
And now he's the village blacksmith.
然后现在徒弟就变成那个村庄的铁匠了，因为他听的是那个师傅说，当你看到我点头的时候，你就对他很用力的打下去，他就打了他师傅的头。
I realized when Jessica and I talked about that story that English humor and Chinese humor are two different things.
我们发现英文的幽默跟中文幽默有点不太一样，所以我要重新解释一下这个笑话的笑点在哪。
But we need to be careful with our words, don't we?
但是我们要注意我们所说的话。
And often we're so limited in the word thanksgiving.
有时候我们当我们说啊感谢感谢感恩的时候，我们好像被局限住。
We give thanks only once a year.
我们可能一年才感恩一次。
We give thanks only when things go well.
我们只有在事情顺利的时候，我们才感恩。
We give thanks only when we feel like it.
我们感恩的时候是我们高兴的时候，我们才感恩。
First Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
提撒罗尼迦前书说，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So we have so many things to be thankful for.
我们有这么多事情可以感恩的。
But the writer of this psalm, Psalm 107, directs us to the two most important things in the very first verse of the psalm that Donald read for us.
但是在诗篇这个作者他直接的告诉我们有两个非常重要的事情我们要感恩。
And I'm going to ask the fellows if they'll advance that slide so that we can see it, so that we can read together these words.
让我们看一下屏幕，我们可以一起来读。
So read together with me in English, and then if you can, read together with Jessica in Chinese.
请大家
So read with me in English. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Now do it one more time with real meaning.
让我们再念一次，让我们用心去念。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Has God been good to you?
神对你好吗?
Give thanks.
感谢神。
Has God shown love to you?
神有表现他的爱对你了吗?
Give thanks.
称谢他。
I'm very aware that it's possible that circumstances have not been good to you this morning.
我清楚地知道，可能你今天早上所处的环境并不是这么的顺利。
God did not promise that we wouldn't go through difficult times.
神没有应许说我们永远都是很顺利的。
But he did promise that we wouldn't go through them alone.
但是他应许我们是当我们经过的患难中，他与我们同在，我们不会是孤单的。
It could be that you feel unloved this morning.
今天早上你可能感觉到没人爱你。
And our feelings can trick us.
但是我们的感觉可能会欺哄我们。
But the psalm writer says God's love endures forever.
但是诗篇的作者说，神的慈爱永远长存。
His love never fails.
他的慈爱永远长存。Now,
we don't have time to unpack all of Psalm 107.
我们今天没有时间去一个一个仔细的去了解。But
the psalm writer talks about three types of people who have special reason to give thanks to the Lord.
但是诗篇今天讲到，有三种人特别要对神来感恩。He
talks about the wanderer, the rebel, and the self-made man.
第一种人是迷失者，第二种人是那反叛者，第三种人是自我奋斗者。
Or the self-made woman.
自我奋斗的男人或女人。So
why does the psalmist write about these three people who need to give thanks?
所以诗篇为什么写这三种人一定要对神有感恩呢?
And I'm sorry I didn't include this, Jessica, but when we came to the last verse in Psalm 107, as Donald read for us, it obviously became clear to me, this is why. He says, whoever is wise, let him heed these things and consider the great love of the Lord.
当我们看诗篇108篇的43节最后一节说，凡有智慧的必在这些事上留心，他必思想耶和华的慈爱。So
on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we want to consider the great love of the Lord.
所以在这个感恩节的周日，让我们一起来思考神的爱。
And God has shown his love to the wanderer.
神对那些迷失者表现出他的爱。
And the wanderer is a lost soul.
迷失者是失丧的灵魂。
Do you ever feel like a lost soul?
你有没有感觉自己好像一个失丧的灵魂?
God loves you.
上帝爱你。
Now, why do people get lost?
为什么人会迷失呢?
They wander.
他们游荡。
We were on a trip to Europe, and on one of the bus tours, we went to a small town on the Amalfi Coast.
我跟我太太有一次去欧洲旅游的时候，我们去阿马尔菲的一个旅游，然后我们在那个旅程中，
We were shown the sights, and then we were given free time.
就是导游给我们带我们看了景点了以后，就给我们自由时间。
So my wife and I, being experienced travelers, started to wander.
所以我跟我太太虽然是有经验的旅行家，但是我们开始迷失了。And
soon we were lost.
我们游荡游荡游荡，然后就迷路了。We
knew where we should be.
我们知道我们应该在哪里。We
just couldn't get there.
但是我们就是到不了。How
many of you have been lost like that?
有没有人迷路过？
The Bible says that there are people who are lost spiritually.
圣经告诉我们说， 有的人是灵魂中的迷路，灵魂迷失了。
Now, what do lost people do when they realize that they're lost?
迷失的人他怎么做些什么事情呢？当他们发现他们迷失以后。
If they're smart, they cry out for help.
如果他们够聪明的话，他们就会寻求帮助。
And verse 6 of Psalm 107 says that that's exactly what these people did. They cried out to God for help.
所以诗篇的第六节说，这就是这些人做的这些事情，他们向神来哀求，来呼求。
And it says he heard them, and he delivered them, he set them free.
上面又说神听见了他们，他就搭救他们脱离了祸患。
Isaiah 53:6 says, We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've wandered. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him, the Lord Jesus, the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书第53章第6节说，我们就像羊都走迷了路，个人偏行己路。但是耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
Jesus said, He came.To seek and to save the lost.
耶稣说我来就是要寻找失丧的人。
Our God is good. He rescues lost sheep.
我们的神是好的，是良善的，他就是来拯救那些迷路的羊。
And by the way, when Jesus told the story of the lost sheep, I'm sure he didn't want us to think that he had a certain fondness for smelly sheep.
我想耶稣告诉大家说他会找迷失的羊时候不是因为他心中有个软肋然后他特别喜欢那些很臭很小的羊。
He wanted us to know that he would do anything necessary to save you and me.
他只是想要告诉我们他会做任何他可能做的事情来拯救你和我。
Even if he had to go to the cross.
就算他必须要上十字架。
You see, his love endures forever.
你看他的慈爱永远长存。
Can you identify with this lost soul?
你可以与这些灵魂失丧的人有同感吗?
Wandering, hungry, thirsty.
他们迷失，他们在游荡，他们很饿，他们很渴。
No place to call home.
没有地方是他们的家。
And do you remember the day that Jesus found you?
你记得那一天当耶稣找到你的那一天吗?
If you do, thank him today for his grace to you that day.
如果你记得那一天的话,今天就将感恩献给他。
Or perhaps you're still wandering.
也许你现在还在迷失。
Be thankful, wandering one, because Jesus still looks for lost sheep.
迷失者啊,感谢神,因为神还在找你。
Cry out to the Lord and he will gather you up in his arms and carry you home.
向他呼求，他会将你拥抱在他的怀里，会给你一个家。
So how should these wanderers respond to the Lord for the grace that he has shown to them?
所以对于神给他们的恩典，这些迷失者应该怎么样回应呢?
Verses 8 and 9 say, Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love, for his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
所以在诗篇107篇的八九节说但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所做的奇事都称谢他因他使心里渴慕的人得以满足使饥饿的人得饱美食
In verse 10 the psalmist introduces a new character the rebel
在第十节这个诗篇又介绍了第二种人叫做反叛者
In our cultures, we have made the rebel into a hero.
在我们的文化中，我们好像觉得那些很叛逆的人是英雄。
But that usually isn't true to life, is it?
但是事实上，在实际生活上，不太是正确的，对吗？
The writer here says that the rebels are in darkness and chains.
圣经上说，这些背叛者，他们坐在黑暗中，在死荫里，在被铁链捆锁着。
Because they rebelled against God.
因为他们违背神的旨意。
Maybe you can identify with the rebel heart.
也许你会发现，哎，你的心有点像这个反叛者的心。
He isn't a hero. He's hurting and frustrated and angry.
他不是一个英雄，相反着他是受伤者，他是非常愤怒的，他是非常烦躁的。
If the lost soul is known for his wandering, the rebel is known for his anger.
如果迷失者的特色是他们到处游荡，那反叛者的特色就是他们充满愤怒。
And if the wanderer reminds us of the lost sheep, the rebel reminds us of the story of the lost son, doesn't it?
如果迷失者提醒我们，让我们想到那个走迷路的羊，那 这个反叛者让我们想到的人物就是昨天晚上所演的那个浪子。
I've always thought that the title of the parable in Luke's gospel shouldn't be the prodigal son, but it should be the story of the rebellious son.
我一直觉得路加福音那个故事的那个名字，那个故事的名字应该不是说是浪子回头，而是说那个是一个叛逆的一个儿子。
He didn't just wander away and get lost, did he?
他不是不小心迷路，然后就迷失了。
Oh, he left home angry.
他是非常愤怒的离开这个家。
He was a rebellious son.
他是非常叛逆的儿子。
My dad doesn't know anything, he said.
他说，我爸啥都不知道。
I'll show him. I'll take what's coming to me, and I'll show him how to really live it up.
让我来告诉他怎么样才叫生活。
So where did this worldly wise rebel end up?
所以这个靠着智慧有聪明的这个浪这个叛逆的儿子最后到哪里去了呢?
In the pig pen.
在猪圈里。
No money, no friends, no self-respect.
没有钱，没有朋友，连自尊都没有了。
Verse 12 says of these rebels, they stumbled and there was no one to help.
十二节说他们扑倒，无人扶助。
Verses 17 and 18 say they were afflicted, they hated all food, they just wanted to die.
17节、18节说他们叛逆，他们心里厌恶各样的食物，他们就想死。
Have you been there?
你曾经在那里过吗?
Have you been in the pig pen?
你曾经住过猪圈吗?
Eating the slop the pigs wouldn't eat?
吃那些猪都懒得吃的食物吗?
You know, the smartest thing this rebellious son ever did was to come to his senses and lay aside his anger and go home to his father.
这个叛逆的儿子做的最聪明的一件事就是把他的愤怒放在一旁，回头悔改，回到他父的家中。
Now, for some of us this morning, this is very real.
对我们今天某些人来讲，这是非常真实的故事。
Because we've had that experience with God.
因为我们曾经经历过，我们在神的面前就像这样。
A rebel.
一个反叛者。
Lost and separated from God.
与神隔绝，迷失了。
Feeling totally unworthy of the Savior's love.
感觉真的不配神的爱。
But he took you in, didn't he?
但是神把你接纳了，不是吗?
If you've had that experience with God this morning, give him thanks.
如果你有这样的经历过，今天感谢神。
Verse 14 says, God brought you out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away your chains. He set you free.
十四节说，神从黑暗中，从死荫里领着你们出来，扯断了你们的捆绑，让你自由。
So verse 15 says to these rebels who have experienced God's love and grace, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he breaks down gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron.
15, 16节说，但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所做的奇事都称谢他，因为他打破了铜门，砍断了铁栅。
So lastly, the psalmist introduces the self-made man or woman.
最后诗篇向我们介绍的是一个自我奋斗的一个人。
It is his final character.
这是最后一个人物。
And he doesn't look like such a bad fellow at first.
第一次你看好像觉得，哎，这人不错，不是一个很糟糕的人。
He's a merchant, a businessman, an entrepreneur.
他是一个商家，他是一个做生意的，他是一个创业家。
He's wealthy and successful.
他很有钱，他非常的成功。
Give him his own television show.
让他上电视吧。
Make him president.
选他做总统吧。
But be careful.
但是要注意。
Because while his life is full and his bank accounts are full, he's really just full of himself.
虽然他的银行存款都是满的，虽然他充满了他自己，但是他其实事实上他心中只有自己。
Verse 23 says they were merchants on the mighty waters.
23节说在那些大水中做生意的。
China knows something of merchant businessmen in its history.
在中国的历史上常常有这样的航海生意的。
All the way back to the year 960, I believe.
在960年左右。
By the 15th century, their ships were reportedly 400 to 500 feet long and 150 feet wide.
在15世纪的时候，已经登记了，这个船已经非常大。
You should be saying, wow.
你应该说 wow.
Every major power has relied on its navy and especially its merchant navy.
很多国家就是很有能力的国家，他们都是靠着他们的海军。
So they were merchants on the mighty waters.
所以他们是在大水上做生意的，是在海中做生意的人。
And then verse 33 talks about big farmers.
然后在后面又讲到一个农业的。
They were fruitful and prosperous.
这些做农业的，他们非常收获，非常丰收，然后非常的有钱。
They made a name for themselves.
他们已经那个有名了。
They were successful and renowned.
他们很成功，很有威望。
But you have to remember that the land that they farmed was a gift from God.
但是我们应该要知道，他们种植的这些地是神赐的。
It was God who sent the sunshine and the rain.
是神给他们空气、阳光、水。
But the wealthy farmers had forgotten about all that and had taken all the credit for themselves.
但是这些有钱的农民全都忘了，他们觉得是自己的功劳。
The self-made man is admired, no doubt about it.
这个自我奋斗者是很多人很羡慕的。
He did it his way. He always knew what to do.
他总是知道该做什么事情，他总是靠自己的努力去做。
But the trouble is, self-made easily becomes self-sufficient, self-absorbed, self-righteous.
但是问题是你自我奋斗常常变成自我满足、自我唯一。
They feel that they are in control of their own destiny.
他们一切都靠着他们感觉他们的命运掌握在他们自己的手上。
But sometimes that self-sufficiency is challenged, isn't it?
但是有时候这种自我满足被挑战了，对吗？
The book of Acts says that the Apostle Paul was being taken prisoner to Rome on a merchant ship.
使徒行传讲到使徒保罗他在做囚犯的时候是被一个货船带上去罗马。
The seas became rough and they were sure that they were all going to die.
结果突然狂风暴雨，然后大家都觉得快死了。
All except for Paul.
除了保罗。
But all of the others, what did they do?
但所有其他这些商人，他们做了什么事呢？
They threw all of the cargo, all of the merchandise overboard.
他们把所有的钱，所有的货物都丢到水里了。
Because money isn't going to help you if you think you're going to die.
如果你快死的时候，钱根本没有帮助，帮助不到你。
Jesus talked about the farmer who had so many good years, he didn't have any more room to store his grain.
耶稣有提到一个比喻，讲到一个很有钱的财主，他觉得他太有钱了，所有的丰收他已经没有仓库可以储藏了。
When we lived in Saskatchewan, we knew farmers like that.
当我们住在那个萨斯卡丘湾，我们认识有这样的农民。
You knew that they had a very good year if you didn't hear any complaining at all.
如果你没听到他们抱怨，就知道说哦，他们去年是大丰收。
Well, this farmer decided that he was going to tear down his small barns and build bigger ones that would hold all of his wealth.
这个财主决定说，我要把旧的那个仓库给拆下来，然后建一个更大的，让我的所有的出产可以藏在里面。
And what happened?
结果发生什么事呢？
God said to him in Luke 12:20, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you."Then who will get what you've prepared for yourself?
神对他说：“无知的人呐，今夜就要你的性命。你所预备的要归谁呢？为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。”
The rich young ruler in Luke 18 was so close to knowing the secret of eternal life, wasn't he?
在路加福音十八节有一个财主，他是如此的靠近得救的门。
He knew his Bible, he knew the commandments, and he even kept them.
他从小就遵循圣经上所一切所说的话。
But Jesus said, "You only lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and come, follow me."
但是耶稣对他说：“你还缺少一件事情，就是变卖你一切所有的，分给穷人，来跟从我。
”But he couldn't do it.
但是他
And he went away very sorrowful.
他非常的忧愁，他做不到，他离开了。
Because he was very rich, and money was his god.
因为他非常的富有，而钱财变成了他的神。
You can't serve God and money.
你不能同时服侍两个主，不能同时服侍钱和神。
That doesn't mean you can't have money.
这个意思不是说你不能有钱。
Amen.
Amen.
But it means you can't serve money.
但是意思是你不能服侍钱。
You can't love money.
你不能爱钱。
You need to love and serve God.
因为你要爱和服侍的对象应该是神。
And Jesus knew that the young man wouldn't be able to surrender to Jesus unless he surrendered his wealth first, and he couldn't do it.
耶稣知道说这个年轻的财主他无法跟从耶稣，除非他真的放下一切他所有爱的，能够专心的来爱主。
Is that where you are today?
这是你今天的情境吗？
Maybe it's not your wealth, but it's your self-sufficiency.
也许不是你的财富，而是你的自我满足。
You don't really need God. You can do it on your own.
你觉得说我不需要上帝，我靠自己就可以了。
Don't wait for the storms of life to change your mind.
不要等到你人生的风浪来了，你才改变你的想法。
Don't wait until you're on your deathbed.
不要等到你要临死了。
Thank God that He's still extending the invitation to come and follow Him.
感谢神，他仍然今天对你说：“来跟从我吧。”
A man died and he went to heaven's gates.
有一个人死了，然后他上天堂的门口。
This is not a true story.
这不是一个真实的故事，是个比喻。
And it may be one of those stories that works better in English than it does in Chinese.
It's okay.
But there to meet him at heaven's gates was Saint Peter.
所以呢，在那个天堂的门口的那个保彼得圣保圣彼得在那里。
Can I get into heaven? The man asked.
那个人说：“可以进天堂吗？”
You have to know the password, said Saint Peter.
彼得说：“你要告诉我那个密码。”
The man had never heard anything about a password.
那人说：“从来没有听过有什么密码。”
So he racked his brain.
所以他就非常的苦恼。
He thought of every Bible verse he had ever heard, and there weren't very many of them.
他就一直努力想他背过的所有的经文。
He thought of all the good deeds that he could recite, and there weren't very many of them.
他想说，我可以可不可以讲一些我做过的好事呢？可是想也想不起来是有什么。
Every time he suggested a password to Saint Peter, Saint Peter said no.
每次他试一个密码，然后彼得就说错了。
So totally frustrated and out of ammunition and answers, he fell to his knees and he cried, "I give up."
所以他非常的沮丧，然后到最后他竟然跪下来说：“我投降。”
Saint Peter said, "That's it."
彼得说：“那就对了，就是这个密码。”
But sadly, it doesn't work that way, does it? You don't get a second chance after you die.
你死后没有第二次的机会。
Hebrews 9:27 says, "People are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment."
希伯来书九章说：“按着命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。”
But surrender is the pathway to salvation, isn't it?
但是降服就是我们得救的途径，是吗？
Psalm 37:7 says, "Surrender yourself to the Lord and wait patiently for Him."
诗篇37篇第七节说：“你当安心倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他。”
1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins,He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
约翰一书第一章第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The good news this morning is that you still have time.
今早的好消息是你还有时间。
In fact, the Bible says now is the time.
事实上圣经说现在就是这个时刻了。
Maybe you were that self-made man or woman.
也许你曾经是这个自以为意、自我奋斗的这个人。
Self-sufficient, self-righteous.
一切都靠自己，觉得自己很不错。
Good enough on your own terms, no need for God.
觉得靠自己就够了，不需要靠上帝。
But one day by His amazing grace, you surrendered to Jesus.
但是有一天，在神的大爱底下，你向他降服了。
And if that's your story today, then thank Him for His grace.
如果这是你的故事，你今天就要感谢神。
Verse 31 in Psalm 107 says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders."
今天的诗篇第31篇31节说， 但愿人因耶和华的慈爱和他向人所做的奇事都称谢他，愿他们在百姓的会中尊崇他，在长老的座位上赞美他。
The likelihood is this morning that you see yourself, a little bit of yourself, in each one of these characters.
可能今天当你思想的时候，你发现你像以上这三种人。
Lost and wandering, rebellious and angry, self-sufficient and no need for God.
迷失到处在游荡，反叛充满了愤怒，或者是靠自己自我奋斗，觉得不需要上帝。
James says that the Bible is like a mirror.
雅各说，圣经就像一面镜子。
We look into it and we see ourselves.
当我们读的时候，我们好像看到自己。
And sometimes we don't like what we see, so we walk away.
有时候我们不喜欢我们看到的自己，所以我们就不看了。But
if we keep on looking into God's book, we see someone else. We see the Savior.
但是如果我们继续的去研读神的话的话，我们看到另一个人，就是看到神。And
he's still waiting for you.
他仍然在等候你。Well,
this morning, this is Thanksgiving Sunday.
今天早上是一个感恩的早晨。And
we have so much to be thankful for.
我们有这么多的事情可以感恩。But
what we really need to thank God for is for his great love and his salvation.
但是我们真的要感谢神的是为他的大爱和他提供给我们的拯救。So
I'd like to end the service the way we began with these verses. Read them in English and then read them in Chinese. And let's say them with deep meaning.
所以今天早上我要结束结语用同样的这个 经文，让我们一起来读英文和中文。
In English with me. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
And one more time, just for him.
再来一次，为了主。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。I
like the way that sounds.
我喜欢这个，听起来不错。And
I think God does too.
我觉得神也非常的开心。And
all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jessica.
谢谢。